Okay, hi. Hi, my name is Jean. Okay, what I'm about to do now is try to tell everyone, my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandkids, if they ever want to know what it was like growing up in a strict Italian family. In the 1950s, when I was a teenager, I'm going to tell you a little bit about each one of my uncles and my aunts so you can get an idea of what they were like, where they came from. Okay, let me start with my Aunt Sadie and my Uncle Joe. Their last name was Maranti. My Uncle Joe was born in Italy, my aunt here. I remember my Uncle Joe being a very quiet, peaceful-looking man, always smiling, always very patient with all of us kids. My favorite story about him was that he used to break the walnut shells, empty them out, line them up on the table, and take a spoon and play a little song on the empty shells. Never knew how he did it, but we always had a good time doing that. It was a lot of fun. Then there was my Uncle Angelo, who was married to my Aunt Anna, another very quiet man, okay? Huge hands, okay? He was a gardener. I was told when he came to America, he worked doing landscaping, okay, planting trees out in my old neighborhood where I grew up. Then there was, my Uncle Frankie, okay? He was married to my Aunt Pat. They married in England during World War II. He was in the Navy. He was always there for me, especially when my dad passed away. Could never get away from my Uncle Frankie. Always protected my sister and I. My Uncle Eugene, who was my mom's brother, passed away, unfortunately, 6 months before I was born in 1940. He was blinded as a child, about three, from hot coffee grains that fell off the table into his eyes, because at that time, they would make their own or grind their own coffee. When he grew up, he was put into a home for the blind over in New York City. I remember going over with my sister and my cousin on Christmas time to write out the Christmas cards for the blind people. He was the only one in the family that educated himself and got a college education. Handsome man, never got to know him, unfortunately, but I am named after him. My given name from my parents was Eugenia, okay? But they did call me Gina. Now I'm just called Jean.